Was every year a good rat year?
No. No, same as anything else that come in runs. Fish is the same. About every 4 years. There's always some, but you have the big run maybe the fourth year. I think about every 4 years, the same with the fish, salmon and everything, and the rats is the same too. There's always some, say, but to have a big year, why, I say about every fourth year. But on this big lake, about 600 rats there, one, on that one place. Of course, it's a big place, and I used to have a tent there. Now I've got to build a nice cabin there, a bunk and everything. On purpose for ratting, because it's not only a big lake there, and Little Port is another big lake. So we built a damn nice little cabin, as good as that one there. Stove and everything, bed. So you just go and camp there, instead of using a tent. Well, there you are, that's a business again.
You were not only a business, but you were diversified. You were diversified into rats, mink, marten.
Well, we happen to be in a good country. We happen to be where there's everything. We had a good catch of marten 1 year, too. We had 100 marten 1 year. That's what they say. It wasn't us being clever. We just had a good country. Just bulleted luck. You see, you have the rats in the spring. If you've nothing else, you make a living rat. A good rat country and a good marten country. We had 100 marten 1 year. That would be with other things, you see. That would be the big catch, maybe. Say you would have a big catch of mink, our big catch would be 130, 132, maybe. But every year you would have so many, 20, 30, 40, 50, along with maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 marten. You know that you would have a good catch of something, and then you finish up with a rat.
What did you do with the weasels?
You skin them and sell them.
Yeah, were they ever worth very much?
About $2 you'd ever get for a weasel. There'd be a run of weasels too, maybe I'd have 20 or 30 in one winter, and maybe the next winter, maybe half a dozen. About the most I'd ever have, maybe 20 or 30 weasels. You just get them in traps, keep them separate, I think. Well, he happened to be in a country where there was everything. There's rats, there's the mink, and some part of it marten.
The Fabian Carey says that usually a trapper starts wearing out on his feet first.
His what?
His feet. And he very often starts getting arthritis, but you don't appear to have any arthritis.
Oh, no.
And you walk as straight and as spry as a youngster.
My feet's as good as now as they was 50 years ago.
I don't question that at all.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps he would have, if he got that way if he wasn't walking. Perhaps it's just in the family, right? But my feet is just as good as now, which I've got to be thankful for, of course. No, I was never troubled with anything, no sickness neither. Thankful again. Not bullshit. Just thankful for that. I never did. I don't remember having laying off sick in my life. As I said, that's not bullshit, such as I've been lucky. I don't never laid off anyway. Ellen too, my wife, I brought her down to Fort Yukon once. She was about a week sickness. Brought her down here, we stayed here a week with her and that's all, for both of us. So I never know trouble, and we didn't have any kids to trouble with too. We adopted Jimmy. Not so sure he's anything to be proud of just now. But he's a good fellow, just to say. Our chimp, you know, Jimmy. We adopted him from Fanny Carroll. Did a lot of kids. And we got this young Jimmy in. Fine. Wonderful thing for us to have a kid around. When I got the kid, Ellen could stay home and the kids would come there. I could go out and you're out 8 or 10 days at once, and it's lonely for the woman.
Have you seen many changes in Fort Yukon?
Changes?
In Fort Yukon.
Yeah, a lot of changes too. Wait a minute. Somebody, I'm not sure if it was this girl that writing to me, what's the difference now? In Fort Yukon, the way it used to be early day when it was the good people was good. When it was in the good old days. Mm-hmm. Well, drink. Well, you never used to think of drinking. Them old natives, they wasn't, they just weren't drinking. It's the drink. Mm-hmm. And another thing about that, another thing as I thought, as I could tell people, that kids used to die as they come. The consumption here. Mm-hmm. You didn't see any big families. Mm-hmm. Now, hell, they'll have a dozen of them and all of them live. And they've got to stay here to send them kids to school. Them days they didn't have kids. They'd go out with the white, same as the white men in the fall, they'd go out to the trap lines, same as we did. And stay out here and they'd come in for Christmas, same as we did. I remember down in the house here, just as in my mind, David English, you and another coming in for Christmas, just the same as we did, bringing the families. But they don't do well now, they're big families, they all live and they go to school. So that's the difference. Quite a difference.
Yeah, the you can't go out
the kids wasn't, yeah. They died then, they weren't the kids. Yeah. What was the one little school, yeah. One teacher? Well, look now. Because all the children live now. Yeah. I know, and that question was asked me on, somebody asked me that on the letter, and mm-hmm. That's the way I could answer that. But look here, the kids now, they all live. Yeah. They was making kids them days, but then they was dying too. Yeah. They had consumption. Yeah. The grown people was dying too. Well, look at the town now, what it used to be, just a little village down there. The village, you know, the village was here,
yeah.
Just down here,
yeah.
A little village, and my cabin, that's why my cabin's down there,
yeah.
See? I want to build a cabin there, out in the woods. The cabin was right up against the village. Okay, it was in the woods. And the water come and wash the village away. But when we come in this spring, you know, we heard about this village washing away. We come down in the spring, I thought ours was gone. And when we're coming around the Porcupine Bend there, you know, we look up there and then we can see our cabin up there and then they look good to us.
Yeah.
Our two cabins and the one next door, there was three cabins left out of the whole village of mine, was two of them. And that was, you know, there wasn't nothing clever about it. It was just because we built up to build a cabin in high ground. We never thought about floods. Well, who in hell ever thought about the flood? That's the closest ever come.
Yeah.
See, the village all washed away, and our cabin was left there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A foot of water in our cabin, and the cellar full.
Yeah. Were you married by Reverend Lutu?
Hmm?
Lulu.
Were you married by Reverend Lulu?
Yeah. Minister Lulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he married him.
That was a kind of a sudden business too.
Yeah.
Dick Martin come down to the house. Oh, I'd been playing around with Ellen and Dick, old Dick is, and I tell me it was nice people them days. Mm-hmm. Dick come down and he says, Ellen wants to get married to you, Joe. I was all ready to pull out, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I said, what do you think about it, Dick? Well, he says, I think that'd be a good thing for you. Dick was married himself. Well, I said, I'll let go up. And I go up and to the house, and his old father was there, and I come to get married to Ellen. He says, can you trap? You know, he's old Indian. Oh, I said, I'd make a living. That's all there is to it. We went to William Lulu and got married. Pulled out. We stayed together for 50 years. Happy too.
You asked the father for, you went to...
To go up and ask the father. He was an old Indian, he didn't know much English, you know. I've got his picture someplace. Mm-hmm. I went up to the house and asked him, and I think that's what he said, do I know trapping? Can you trap something, mm-hmm. An Indian dog? Mm-hmm. I guess I could.
He became the biggest trapper of them all.
Not them days, no. I knew I could make a living then, but that's all. But anyway, satisfied the old man, and we got along good with him after. And so I got married, and hell, we started off up the trail together in the winter. No trail too. I remember we stopped at, I think, 12 mile the first. We had to make trail up the river too. That was a hell of a honeymoon. But Ellen was a good gal. Yeah. We went, I think, right up the Porcupine River that time. There was no trail anymore like that. So Ellen had to, her honeymoon was spent on the trail, walking too. I think I'd only four dogs them days too. So she had to walk. Well, I finally got six dogs, and then you could ride quite a lot.
Well, tell us about Sam White.
Well, I don't know so much about Sam. He used to, I know that what I remember about him, he was traveling up the river. He was still a warden. I think he was going up to Rampart House, or to Old Rampart, that's his side.
Yeah.
He was going up there, and Sam camped with us. And I'm pretty sure that Sam sent, wrote his letter there to send down to one of the nurses. Now I think that, that he was a kind of courtier. I think that was a letter that he wrote down in my house. I wasn't married then, me and old Fred lived together. And Sam camped with us that night, going up and coming back. I like Sam.
Yeah, Sam's a nice fellow.
I like Sam very much, yeah. I think he was just, I think he would have rescued me as quick as anybody else, but I think he would, you know, broad-minded about things. If we just start trapping, if you'd obey the straight law, why, a man couldn't make half a living. You couldn't begin to make a living if you obeyed the strict law, and Sam could make it damn neat for you, which he didn't do. Sam would visit us once in a while, but never any trouble with him, but he could make it down meander, you know. The season is really legally short. Hell, if we'd obeyed that, we couldn't make a living. By the time you got your traps out, it's time to pick them up again. And Sam was the good marshal, but let's see, I think went over, I think he got Peterson, Miss Ivor. I have a poor memory, but I know he went over there and caught Ivor doing something, and that I think he's marking a lot of marking, and there was some, I know that he went once and got Ivor for something. Yeah, a lot of marking I think he had. That was, I think the marking was closed.
Oh, I see.
See, the marking was closed a long time, and then it would be home, you could get maybe 8 or 10, allowed to so many. So it's a damn silly thing to do.
Yeah, I don't see how you could close the marking season and set traps. You're bound to catch them by mistake.
You'll get marking in any kind of any trap you set. Well, you would just have to, let's see, I think we could bootleg them marking, if I remember right. I have a poor memory now, but if I remember right, somebody here would buy our marking, you know, not at what it was worth, but bootleg them. They get in your traps, don't you see?
Sure.
And then you come to town, you have them, and I'm pretty sure, by gosh, if I remember right now, this is just somebody bought them here and got caught taking them out. I'm pretty sure of that. Somebody bought them, the marking, you know, whatever price it did, and got caught taking them out. Yeah, I forget who it was, but I know this. Something of that. Yeah. I forget the way it was buying them that time.
I don't imagine you had any trouble with trappers jumping other trappers' trap line.
No, none at all.
Very peaceable, very
orderly. Wait a minute, each one has his own country.
Yeah.
Now, really, the Herbert's the next door to me. Now, I go down there, and there's the big lake there. I figure that's theirs. I wouldn't set traps till I get on what I call my own country. And then you have your own country and nobody never troubles you. Of course, the Herberts and Jimmy Carter was the only one that I had. But there was never no trouble. Each one has his family. And at Schumann House, our rat lakes, we have the same. Now that lake back at the Schumann House, that's their lake for ratting. But it's mine for trapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next lake, went to Salmon River, from then on, them's my lakes. Mm-hmm. We have our own lakes and never the least trouble. The big lake went to Salmon, to Fishhook, oh, there's a big lake there. That's my lake. We have our own lakes and no trouble. Now I can set my traps for mink or anything else there, but not for rats.